Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everyone hates traffic, right?
Oh, yeah.
But there's a part of me that I find myself lately rooting for traffic because it means more people are getting back to their normal
thing. That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
I have that mixed emotion until I'm in traffic for more than 2.5 minutes. I don't feel that way anymore. Then I get pissed off. Because most people don't know how to drive. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I don't mind.
Most people are morons on the phone, in their car. They're on their phone. They're looking here. They're looking there. They don't let you in. They cut you off. I mean, just a bunch of animals.
Let's get some calls here. New York Knicks, 6 in a row now, have a legitimate shot at the 4th spot. I don't think they'll get it, but they're not going to be in the play-in tournament. I think we can agree on that. The way they're playing right now.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet because they still have that 6-game road trip after this 6-game homestand is gone.
You are no part of the Knicks right now. No,
because they defend.
That's right. No, what's the latest on Durant? For real, for real.
What, we're talking about the Knicks. Why'd you bring up Durant?
I'm just waiting. What's the latest on Durant?
I actually had some compliments for the Knicks, and you just changed the subject.
Go ahead.
Like,
I'm
going to
eat my
really,
combo. I love combos.
I'll give you two compliments.
The pizza combos... The pepperoni combo is my favorite combo.
Right.
This one's just a pizzeria combo. But my problem is that it expired 2 years ago.
Oh, that doesn't matter. The expiration on the combo doesn't matter.
This might be the most underrated snack in the world, the combo. Big fan of combos.
You know what I've fallen in love with recently? The animal cracker. Because my son loves it. And so I'll ask him, hey, Jet, can I have an animal cracker?
There's a problem with this.
And he learns, yes, and then I have it. What, then I'm eating animals?
No. They've changed the animals that are in the box.
Is that true?
Yeah,
because
of PETA.
What do you mean because of PETA?
There are certain animals that are no longer in the animal cracker box.
So it's okay to eat certain animals, but not okay to eat other animals in the animal cracker box? When did this happen? And what animals are banned that I'm not allowed to eat anymore? I had an elephant last night. It was great.
But you know what it is?
What?
If you look at a box of animal crackers.
Yes.
They used to be in like a circus cage.
Yes.
No more.
Oh, so they changed the boxing of it. They haven't changed the animal cracker, though.
I think they've taken out some of the animals.
I got to tell you, when I mean those animal crackers, I barely notice what animal it is. I'm not even sure if it was an elephant. It was something.
They took out some animals.
They're addictive, though, man. They're really
now,
good.
The animals are free range.
Natural habitat.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a gorilla next to a giraffe.
Nah, that's fair.
I don't think they share the same habitat.
Do you eat the animal crackers, Shayla, with two young kids?
Yeah, they're the animal crackers.
Are they not awesome?
Of course. Craig, I just had some gummy bears. Is that frowned upon now?
Love gummy bears.
Yeah, but I mean, what does Peter say about that?
Listen to this. If you're willing to do it, I'll buy it.
What?
They just came out with the world's hottest gummy bear.
Hottest?
Like hottest.
Spicy bring it. Gummy bears?
Bring it.
Give
it. Bring it on, bitch. Give me the hot, spicy gummy bear. I live for this.
You swear.
You're damn right.
900 times hotter than a jalapeno. 9.9 million
scovos. I mean, that's a little over the top.
900 right? times?
Yeah. That could kill a person.
No, no. You said bring it on, bitch.
Well, I didn't know it was...
I didn't put those words in your mouth.
I didn't know that this
would
be
Craig's
like...
You know, such a bad influence on Evan. Evan just said to me, bring it on, bitch.
I didn't know all the facts.
You want to call him a schmuck again? Like you did last week?
Well, no. You know, CeeLo, you know I'm calling a schmuck? Myself.
Yes.
Because I'm the one who agreed to it.
Okay, Little Nitro. The world's hottest gummy bear. I'm going to buy it right now.
When did they start making gummy bears hot? What's the point of that?
It's like a challenge.
Yeah, but wait
guys
a second. A hot gummy bear, CeeLo, is not the problem. 900 times that of a jalapeno, that's the problem.
You're going to look like the guy in Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm getting it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it right now.
Well, I'm not having it anymore. I backed off.
No. Bring it on,
900 times. Give me the hot, spicy gummy bear. Bring it on, bitch.
Really? C-Mac, you produce it that quickly?
Bring it on, bitch. Give me the hot, spicy gummy bear.
Maybe the
30 seconds later.
This will work out better than your Jay Bruce prediction, maybe.
Listen, we all heard what Evan said. I'm ordering it right now.
Yeah, but you set me up because you gave me
no warning.
No,
I didn't set you up. I said it's the hottest thing.
You did.
And I even said nine times bear. Whatever that thing is.
I mean, could I serve?
Is it 9 or 900? Because that's a big deal.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Doesn't matter. It is what it is. 900.
Is it 900 or 9? I may be okay with 9.
Ordering it right now.
Oh, boy.
Has anyone else had this yet?
Yeah, there's videos of people eating it.
And what happens in the videos?
Tomorrow, I love Amazon Prime.
Like, of course.
If sales is listening, if I could be a sponsor or a spokesperson for any company.
I'm with you.
Other than Nike, because that's my dream.
Other than Nike.
Being a Nike spokesperson is like a dream of mine.
Right.
It'd be Amazon Prime.
I completely agree. I get 95% of what I buy from Amazon Prime.
Do they even
totally with you.
$10.
People to sponsor this anymore?
That's why that's not going to happen, CeeLo.
Why? They're doing a whole new football channel. They need announcers.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's a little different.
That's a very different.
Order placed. I just dropped $10. Hopefully it gets here in the morning tomorrow. I'll bring it in. If not, we'll have it on Wednesday.
$10 for one gummy bear or a package of these gummy bears?
It looked like a package. I thought I saw a box of some sort.
I'm just curious.
Maybe it's a giant.
At all.
Maybe it's a giant gummy bear.
That's what I'm saying, because they make these giant gummy bears.
Well, out of solidarity with your partner, Craig, will you have one of the gummy bears?
No, I'm not eating it.
Why not?
Because I never said I would.
I know you never said that, but I'm asking you simply in solidarity with your partner.
No, sir.
If I cut the gummy bear in half, much to the chagrin of PETA, would you have half of the gummy bear?
No.
Why not? What kind of partner are you? No, seriously, what kind of guy are you?
I never said I would eat it.
I understand.
I just asked if you heard of it.
I understand that you never said that. I'm asking you, would you do it?
Little,
nope.
Little Nitro's been infused with our signature 9 million Scoville unit chili extract, making him 900 times hotter than a jalapeno.
900, there you go.
900. So there
Scoville
you go.
Unit.
You're going to love it. We'll do it tomorrow or Wednesday.
He should do it for FSU Friday when it destroys your esophagus.
That's a good point.
That ain't going to, listen, when it gets you, you got to do it right away, because the more time he has, the less likely he'll do it. So I ordered it, so we're all good.
I mean, here's the problem. I'm a man of my word. If I said I did it, I'm going to have to do it.
You also called me a bitch, so now you have to.
That was more of a rhetorical, you know?
9 million Scoville units.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what
like
that means either, but it scares me, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. CeeLo's here then. Listen, the Knicks are the hottest thing in town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's acknowledge that and embrace that. Well, the New York Yankees are in a free fall, unfortunately. Having gone 2-8 in their last 10, 5 consecutive losses, and there doesn't appear to be any end in sight. The Yankees are telling us everything. It's like the guy in the Titanic. Nothing to see here, no reason to panic. Nothing to see here, no reason to panic. It's like the duck. On the surface, Brian Cashman looks calm and cool. Under the surface, those little Cashman feet of his are furiously paddling away.
Well, you really think that, though?
Yes.
You think that privately Hal and Brian Cashman are freaking out?
I think if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, at some point, I'm saying, what the F
and
is
what,
going on?
But here's the million-dollar question. And what would he do about it?
Well, that's the problem. But, you know, it's baseball. What are you going to do about it?
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think it's going to be firing
Maybe
the manager.
Bring up that young guy you talked about. I don't know.
But the idea I have of benching Hicks, bringing up Estevan Florial, giving King a rotation spot, which I mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Those are simple internal things. They're not going to change everything, but it's worth trying something.
Yeah,
that's my point. I wouldn't just sit here and try the same thing. I would try something. And one of the options to that is also saying, all right, let me give Mike Tauchman a few weeks as opposed to Florial.
Listen,
but both of those things are options because Tauchman and Florial bring something to the Yankees
question.
They don't have.
Doesn't that great Tauchman play at the plate feel like a year and a half ago?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Where Tauchman's like, yo, speeding around the bases.
Mike Tauchman.
The Yankees win.
Dude, Mike Tauchman in 2019 when left-handed pitching couldn't get him out feels like 30 years ago.
Well,
now he can't play. Can't they ever play him?
He got in the weeds on that a little bit.
Well, a little bit.
You're in the weeds on that a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
A little bit of the weeds. Like an inch of the weeds.
CeeLo's here, but real quick, Danny's in Patchogue. Danny, what's on your mind, buddy?
Ooh, hey, how's it going, fellas? Listen, I love you, Evan. I admire your baseball analytics that you're into, and a baseball nerd like myself.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, man, Gio would wreck you in the ring.
Did I say otherwise?
I don't think either one of them are fighters, but
that's the point.
He's never claimed, That he would kick anyone's ass?
I love you too, Dan, I guess, but, like, why? I've never claimed I'd beat anybody in the ring. The point is, I don't want to box anybody. It'd be stupid.
Well,
I would never do that.
Here's the question. Danny, would you spend $10 to see it?
I'd pay $50.
See?
Yeah, but you didn't ask him the follow-up, which would be mine, but how much would you pay to see Craig box Boomer?
Maybe you let people pick their price for a pay-per-view. Right?
Well, they could be the undercard, and then you pick and Boomer would
that's
be the main
event. CeeLo, that's exactly what I suggested. Yeah. Listen, and you know what else is the undercard? CeeLo versus Recco in a boxing fight. That's another undercard matchup.
Yeah, you know, Jerry's
well,
got a bad
taking
back,
some wrestling training, a judo training.
Yes, he has. Yeah. So maybe that even
That's not boxing, though.
He's got some martial arts
I bet
arts
you
training,
both
yes.
could handle yourselves if you had to, one-on-one. Hmm. I don't know who would beat who, but I don't think either one of you guys
I don't think CeeLo and Recco would embarrass themselves at all.
He's a hockey fan. He probably got in a couple fights growing up.
They know what to fight.
Who knows?
Touching?
Metuchen.
Oh, Metuchen.
The city of New Jersey.
That's like, what?
The mean streets of Metuchen, New Jersey. There's street fights every weekend.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, clearly. CeeLo's here. What do you got, CeeLo?
All right, brought to you by Bruni & Campisi Home Comfort and Efficiency Company, serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam counties.
How come we don't have a combo deal, Big Mac?
Combos. That's a good question.
Any idea?
Combos.
Why we don't have a combo deal?
We need a combo deal. Who makes combos? I'll
tell you in a sec.
Let me see. Combos.
I think the combo people, right?
Combos is made in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Mars. Not bad.
Mars. Mars.
The M&M Mars Company?
Yes, they're
they
in Hackettstown.
Us.
That's right. I see what you did.
Wait, Lotus sees us. He loves us. Can you get me on the phone, please, Tommy?
Yeah.
The marketing director for M&M Mars.
Right away.
Can you tell them that we need a shipment of combos immediately, please?
You are on a mission for free food from everywhere.
Not free food,
imaginable.
We'll pay for it.
Okay.
What if you want to just drop it off? That's
there
fine.
You go. There it is.
My wife's good friend worked for Mars for a long time. She might still work there.
What are we doing? Let's get her on the phone.
I'm not sure she's still with them, but she was with them for a while.
I used to, when I went to Syracuse my freshman year, the kid lived next door to me. His father was the president of M&M Mars.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you got the ins.
Oh, not anymore. It's been 30 years.
Which is your favorite of the combo options?
The pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Solid.
God, I love combos.
Mm. Spoken like a true fat
I would like
right
to
now.
Jump in a pool of combos.
Look at that. Jump me in that pool of combos.
They're an official partner of NASCAR, so they're into sports, so get it done. If you're listening at M&M Mars, get off your asses and let's get some combos going with Carton and Robert.
That's a good start to
the official afternoon show of the combo.
Get off
the
your
Mofongo
asses.
Combo.
Combo, the official snack of Carton and Roberts. I'll go to Doritos
good.
If I have to. So you guys have 1 week.
You sell out your loyalty so quickly.
Listen, Craig Carton loves Cool Ranch, but he really loves combos.
You're already writing the commercials. Look at you.
Yeah, will you call them up, Tommy?
Oh, boy.
No? You can't call them up?
Oh, I will call them up. Yeah.
All right, call them up. All right, here's CeeLo. What do you got?
All right, we'll do a little Knicks, shall we? Because they are the hottest team in
town. Knicks are the hottest team in sports.
And before we dive into the postgame from Sunday, here was the big shot that forced overtime against the Pelicans.
Here's Rose driving into the corner. Bullock for three. Ties the game at 103. Reggie Bullock with a quarter three.
What are you thinking as that play develops? Because you're huge on fouling up three, fouling
so
up three.
So first off, I say to my, I'm watching my kids, I go, you got to foul.
Right.
I've said it always, if up three, other teams got the rock, you foul. 7.8 seconds to go. Stan Van Gundy's got to be telling them foul.
Right.
And it's a no-brainer.
And Derrick Rose is driving to the basket, you know he's kicking it out.
But it looked like Rose was about to shoot it.
No.
And I'm going, don't shoot
no
it.
No way.
Then all of a sudden, Lonzo Ball, knucklehead. And it wasn't a lot, but he leans in.
Yep.
Bullock's wide open now. I'm like, no way, no way. I'm not a huge fan of Reggie Bullock's, but I acknowledge he's a big shot.
He hit threes on this team.
Yeah.
And when you're without Alec Burks, you need his ass.
I jump off the couch. Woo-hoo!
And you knew the game was over.
I go, Stan Van Gundy's so stupid. Then I find out after the game, I don't know if you have this or not.
Oh, we've got it.
Van Gundy did tell him to foul,
yep.
And they didn't listen. And here's what Van Gundy said about that.
Oh, okay.
Nobody had to make a play. You know, you didn't have to make a play, make a shot, make a pass. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to do what the hell you were supposed to do.
Well, you know why.
Then he talked about high school kids know how to do this crap.
Today, Simple. High school guys could have executed down the stretch. Wow. The 7.8 seconds, high school guys could have done what they were supposed to do.
And if you want to get it from the player's perspective, here's what Zion had to say about late possession in the fourth quarter.
The message was received, but it's one of those things where you got to be focused.
We're in the NBA. We don't listen to the coach.
That's what he's
Here's the thing about the Pelicans. Do you know how many late leads they've blown in the fourth quarters?
Decent amount.
An incredible amount. Yeah. Like, if they knew how to close games correctly, they'd be the sixth seed in the Western Conference. Because you watched them yesterday. They have a ton of talent.
A lot of young kids.
Tons of talent. They just have no ability or smarts to close out games. I think this was the ninth game they blew when leading in the final 3 minutes of a game. Mm. I'm not kidding you. Look it up. And so here's where the Knicks deserve credit. They still had to execute. They still had to make plays. And they still stepped on their throat in overtime. And remember.
They did.
And
this game was over 2 minutes in.
I agree. Here's the most impressive thing the Knicks did yesterday, in my opinion. They did it without R.J. Barrett. Yeah. R.J. Barrett fouls out.
Yeah.
And you explain this one to me, because I've been racking my brain about this. You're a Knicks fan. Explain this. R.J. Barrett's development this year is the most underrated story in New York. Why? Why is it not
because
been talked
Randall,
about?
Because Randall's getting all the attention.
I get it, but R.J.
Because Randall became a legitimate all-star.
But R.J. Barrett was the guy taken number three overall, was supposedly a failure in his rookie year, and every week gets better and better and better. Why?
I think, I'm answering the question, sir. One, Randall became a different dude, number one. So he's a legitimate star now. Number two, early on this year, the story was, quickly can play. And they took a lot of the attention away.
But what about now? RJ. What about the last 15 games?
Now it's just that the team is balling.
Right, but RJ is shooting the basketball as well as he's ever
shot
it. I know,
but he's still not the focus because Randall is.
No, Julius is the best player. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I just think it's fascinating that this is a franchise that's had the most difficult time turning lottery picks into stars for their own team.
Yeah.
And here's a guy, and we're seeing it before our eyes get better and better
I will say this. Down the stretch, and even Kenny and Clyde were saying it. The one thing you do, just don't foul. When Kitalina fouled, what are you doing, dude? Don't. What are you doing? You're killing us.
And how good was Derrick Rose down the stretch of this
Rose
game?
Rose was great. Listen.
Because Rose is
they're
biggest.
Playing. You know, listen, to be fair, the Knicks lost a lot of games like this year as well, where they couldn't close out a team in the fourth quarter. But six in a row is six in a row. I love it. Love it. And do I think they're, champions? I don't. But, man, oh, man, is Nick basketball fun again?
Well, we're also at a point now where we can't say it's early in the season. They've played 59 games.
We got 16 games left.
Yeah. They are what they are.
Going for the four seed. And what happens if we get four and the Nets get one?
Well, we're not getting one. The Nets are not getting one. I'll save you the time of figuring it out.
That means we meet in the Eastern Finals.
If the Nets are the two seed? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking about? Here's the scenario.
You better start worrying about your own self. We're good
I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about health. If you're going to continue to bring up the Nets when I've never brought them
I
up.
I didn't bring up the Nets.
I haven't mentioned the Nets once. You continue to bring it back to them.
I didn't say a word
so
about that
So for anybody
joke.
Bitching, no one cares about the Nets, ask me why Craig brings it up 50 times in a row.
I didn't bring up the Nets.
You just did. You brought it up all day.
I didn't
every time you talk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm talking about the Knicks. I'm complimenting the Knicks, where they've been impressive.
Yeah.
And you have to bring up the Nets. I'm not even talking about that.
Neither am I.
You just did.
When did I bring up the Nets? I brought up the Knicks.
55 different times.
You were in the Nets. Kevin Durant, how's his health?
Look, my biggest concern is health and the fact these guys don't play together.
My hammy. My thigh.
Look at this. Look at this vile hatred you have in your heart.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. As bad as the Yankees are, the Knicks make me happy. Like this combo.
So where are they going?
The official snack of Courtney Roberts.
So
unless Doritos gets in first.
Where?
Or Andy Cap fries.
Where are the Knicks going?
Or snow caps.
Where are the Knicks going?
Or Lay's potato chips.
Where are the Knicks going?
Or Snyder Hanover pretzels.
Sweethearts. Throw that in there.
He's doing chips.
That's your go-to?
I'm a big sweetheart guy.
Okay. Or Sweethearts.
It wasn't all chips.
How about Chewy Sprees?
Chewy Sprees?
Love Chewy Sprees, yeah.
Huh?
Ever heard of a spree?
Embarrass yourself.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
The spree should never be chewy.
Nah, I disagree.
Sorry, you just ruined the whole momentum.
Yeah, seriously.
God damn, there's always someone ruins the momentum of the show. Or animal crackers.
That's my jam right there. I'm addicted to animal crackers.
Animal crackers are weird because they're essentially cardboard, but there's that one little aftertaste that makes you go, It's not that bad.
Dude, they're addictive.
It's like a Nilla wafer.
They're addictive. Like, I get my son a bunch of animal crackers. I take one, I need more.
Yeah, but they're not like, oh my God, this is so great.
They're basic.
It's like, I'm not really quite sure I like it, but I'm going to eat the whole box to make sure.
But Craig, here's the thing.
Oh, look, an elephant. Yeah.
Because they're not too filling. That's the key. Like, you have one, your stomach says, I need another, and another, and another. It's like the perfect mix to make you continue to go over and over again.
What do you think Frank the Tank would say? Combos, Doritos, or Lay's?
What would he say?
Yeah.
I bet he's a combo guy.
I bet he's a Dorito guy.
Why?
Just seems like he's more of a Dorito
type
of guy.
Yeah, combos are more filling, and I think he likes the filling.
Go find out. Call him up real quick, Tommy. What else, CeeLo?
Were you interested at all in Zion drooling over MSG?
Yeah, I mean, if it makes New Yorkers feel good.
No, don't do it.
You promised
me earlier you weren't going to do this. Now you're going to do it?
I think New Yorkers like it. It makes New Yorkers feel special. Huh. Zion Williamson loves New York.
I'm glad you asked that, actually.
Yeah. My guy.
I mean.
What?
New York is the mecca of basketball.
That's what we keep telling ourselves.
I love playing here.
So much so that there's only one place in the world which he kind of caught himself
on,
where he likes playing better.
Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously.
Obviously.
I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't even lie to you.
Are you doing this?
That's like
Are
sexy
you
talk.
Fantasizing to yourself him coming here now?
That's like OnlyFans sexy porno talk to me.
Yeah, but it's a tease.
Oh,
that's the tease you've gotten for the last 10 years. Why are you doing this to yourself? Why would you do this when things are going
so well?
What did
I do? He said, I don't say it.
You could have just said, oh, great, he likes New York, who cares? Instead, you're fantasizing to it. Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
I never seen him grin as wide as he did.
Yeah, he loves New York.
Because you watch every Zion post-game
press conference. And you know what the good thing is?
Now you do see it.
Here's the good thing. That's a young dude who, you know, New York hasn't been good since he's been born.
He wants in
Who still respects the legend. That's really what it is now, to be fair. Although, let's not lie about it. And it's almost an urban legend, really, that we are the mecca of basketball.
No, you know what he does?
The streets are.
No, here's what you're missing. I'm going to correct you, and it's a compliment, because the Garden's electric. That's just a fact.
Yes.
Like, when the Knicks are bad, when the Knicks are good, there is a buzz at Madison Square Garden that doesn't exist in most arenas, including the arena of the team I root for right now. And I think that's what he feels.
Yeah,
he's
that's
in that
true.
Building. He hears the passion of the Knicks fan. He also hears the energy towards him. And that's what it is. So I don't even think it's the legend of, you know, Walt Clyde Frazier or Patrick Ewing.
You know,
I think it's that building has a sound to it that most NBA arenas don't have.
I agree. The building is special. It always has been.
The fans are special.
But you also have New York, the mecca of New York basketball to me is West 4th Street, Rucker, and the Garden in Coney Island, which are three legendary outdoor, you know, street courts. That's, to me, as much as I, you know, obviously I adore Madison Square Garden. It's my favorite building on the planet. They got the greatest popcorn of all time. Thank you, sir. But when we talk about New York City being the mecca of basketball, yes, the Garden is what most people think of, but as New Yorkers, West 4th, Rucker, and the Garden, which you may or may not know, in Coney Island.
But for Zion Williamson, when he makes those comments yesterday, what's he referring to?
The Garden.
He's referring to the sound of that building, even with 1,800 people there. There's no denying that. I think where you run into a problem and you shouldn't do it is thinking this means he's going to sign here as a free agent. First of all, restricted free agency is not regular free agency. We're not going to go through an explanation, but here's the bottom line. He's not going to come here in 2 years. It would be like 6 years from now, and you don't want to talk yourself into that, especially when you're having such great success right now. Like, why would you do that? And to the credit of most Knicks fans, they're not doing it. Here's who's doing it. And you can lecture me for saying this and say, oh, stop it. It's the national media. They do it all the time. They make it a story that very few Knicks fans have made a story. Very few Knicks fans woke up this morning and said, Zion, Zion, Zion. They woke up this morning and said, wow, we have a basketball team. Wow, Julius should be an MVP candidate. All team, first NBA. Knicks fans are not really talking about Zion Williamson. That's a national media creation, so don't fall into it.
More coming up on the big Knicks resurgence. CeeLo, you hang tight as well. Plus, of course, the Yankee despair and those feisty little Mets. Putting together a nice little start to the season in first place.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Status report for tomorrow's game at New Orleans. Durant out, Harden out, Johnson out, Chioza out, Claxton out, Perry out, Dinwiddie out. There's four guys even over on their roster that are out.
Nicholas Claxton's in health and safety protocol.
Any relation to Speedy
blow.
Or no?
No, don't bring up Speedy to me. I don't love Speedy because he stuck it to the Nets in the NBA Finals in 2003. That's
relax. You can't be mad at a guy named Speedy.
Well, I can.
Unless he's a drug dealer.
I can hold it against Speedy. I give him all the respect in the world, but he played well in that series.
All right.
Closest I've ever been to a championship, Craig. True story.
Here's Andrew in Wappingers Falls. Andrew, what's on your mind, handsome?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, kid?
What's up?
Big Knicks fan, huge weekend.
Yeah, great.
Two things I took out of it. Number one, the Noel block was epic.
On Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
And number two, every time I see Porzingis play, he's just a glorified, tall, three-point shooter.
You know, not only that, you know what I hate to say this, because I've met him, but I don't know him. He just seems like a douche. You know?
That's what you come up with?
The haircut, he seems like something else I don't want to say, but he seems just douchey.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is it when he said that Knicks fans miss him and they show him a lot of love?
Nobody misses you, Porzingis Smith. None of us.
Hey, just remember this. You not only got picks for him, the money you freed up turned into Julius Randle.
That's
and right.
And
right now, who's better, Julius Randle or Kristaps Porzingis?
I
know that. It's a rhetorical question.
Porzingis Smith. I think that's great. That was when we first started this show. There's an update guy here whose name I have no idea. I don't even know if I know the guy.
Heller.
What's his name?
Brad Heller. Syracuse
he does,
guy.
Doesn't he do Mets pregame sometimes?
I never heard of him anyway.
Heard of Brad Heller?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's a lovely guy. I just never heard of him.
5 a.m. update on the Syracuse fan every day. Grad, yeah.
Here's Brad Heller describing or saying, what's his name?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Kristaps Porzingis. I forgot his name because of Brad Heller.
Kristaps Porzingis Smith.
Porzingis Smith. Who are you talking about?
Kristaps Porzingis Smith.
Listen, Syracuse teaches you how to turn the mic on. It don't teach you what to say.
Kristaps Porzingis Smith.
Yeah, Porzingis Smith was his name-o.
Tough crowd.
Porzingis Smith. I love it.
Kristaps Porzingis Smith.
Porzingis douche.
Kristaps Porzingis Smith.
Yeah. He just looks like a douche.
Were you saying that when he was here, though? Be honest with me, because you're
like saying it. You know what?
Were you saying that when he was your savior?
I was not happy with the draft pick. I remember that.
No. A lot of Knicks fans weren't, but once he started playing and showed you that promise, didn't you like him?
I'm sure that I was a complete fair weather fan.
Yeah,
with him.
I was going to say, I'm sure you loved
him.
Sure,
I was.
I'm sure you loved
him. You know, I did. We have this weird performance studio in this building, which is actually a pretty cool room. It's where I used to do my concert series, right? Mm-hmm. So then once they asked me to come do a, it was a one-on-one, me and Porzingis Smith, you know, live audience.
You had a one-on-one with Porzingis Smith?
It was me and Porzingis Smith in a live studio audience.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ask him the hard-hitting questions?
But it was weird, though. So I kind of felt like, where's he from? Latvia? Where's he from? He had, like, the Latvian mafia with him.
Well, his brother, Giannis, got a bad reputation.
I was like,
Giannis Porzingis. That's a big part of why the Knicks probably ended up trading him.
What's up with the mafia guys you have? You're a rookie.
And what'd he say?
I don't know what he said. I don't remember. But he said, I take picture with your children, and you shut up. I go, all right. Good. Lucky, sonny, front. Yeah. No, he was a good kid. He was a kid at the time.
It's one of those things where it sucks it didn't work out, but as we sit here a few years later, let's all admit it. The trades worked out.
Trade was great. And listen, you know, I'd love to interview a long-form interview with Carmelo Anthony, actually, because, you know, Carmelo Anthony is blamed for Porzingis Smith going the wrong way.
Craig, who blames him for that?
I think you got to blame Porzingis Smith.
No. Who blames him for that?
A lot of people.
Well, they're ridiculous. Let's just call it like it is. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You know who you blame for Kristaps Porzingis?
Kristaps
Porzingis, or his brother, if you want to get on the family.
No, you got to blame the guy himself.
But you can't blame Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
And I stand by this. Most Knicks fans, like Carmelo. They look back at his time here and say, you know what? Maybe it wasn't as successfully as we'd hoped, but let's not ignore 2013. This is the sign when you know Knicks fans are frauds, and most of them aren't, when they say this is the first time we've been good in 20 years.
Really? It's not true. We won 54 games with Melo a couple years ago.
The Knicks were stellar in 2013.
Yeah.
Like, when you ignore that year, and I hear that a lot, by the way, and it actually annoys me.
Well, the other story that is real is that J.R. Smith and Carmelo did not like the whole Jeremy Lin situation.
Okay.
That's factual.
And what happened after they got rid of him?
We did not
play. They won 54 games.
We had that one run. God
yeah.
damn.
Look, the big issue is what happened
then,
after.
We got to start messing around fire extinguishers and dunking pregame. What are
well,
we
that
doing?
Was before the 54 win.
Back-to-back years.
To me, the biggest problem is after they had that year, they couldn't build on it. Mainly because Chandler was getting older, kid retired, and it just went to hell. They haven't made the playoffs since. This is going to break the snide this year.
CeeLo's here. CeeLo, what do you got? What
I've
do you
got,
need to get to?
Brian Cashman stuff, or Tommy handed me
what is that?
Combos quiz for you guys. You
a combos quiz?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather hear if Brian. Okay.
By the way, the event that you had, and I got this from somebody who used to work here, but he listens all the time, even though he works elsewhere, which is interesting. It's called 12 Days of Kristaps. That was the event that you had.
That's what I did?
Yeah.
You don't remember the name of the own event that you hosted?
Yeah.
No. Nah. Hmm. 12 Days of Kristaps?
That's what you guys called it. Was that your idea?
That was definitely not my
That's
idea.
That's what my buddy of mine told me.
Yeah?
Listens all the
Troy?
Time. Knows you very
well. Troy yes. told you that?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because that's my man, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 Days of Kristaps.
For
Let's
one sit-down interview?
He's going to want to get in on playing you in MLB The Show, too, by
he
the way.
He has no chance of beating me at MLB
yes,
The Show.
Does.
He's a hack. He's a hack gamer.
You're going to make me defend him.
He's a hack gamer.
He's not a hack gamer. You're a hack gamer. What the hell have you ever proven in MLB The Show?
I'm available tonight, Evan.
Okay, bring it on.
I got nothing to do tonight.
Then you know what?
But to beat your ass at MLB The Show.
Then you know what? Don't sing it. Just bring it. All right, let's
Great.
Go.
Done.
Let's go. 11
Great.
O'clock tonight, me versus
11?
You.
Yeah. I'm sleeping by that.
I'm spending time with my wife before we play this game. Then we can
sleeping
play.
By 11, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, old man Craig
what
has
time,
to go to sleep.
What time
you
waking
know?
Up these days? 4:30?
What happened? I go to bed early now. I'm a good boy.
No, you don't.
I'm not messing around
no,
with nothing.
Not.
11 o'clock.
He's already ducking the game tonight.
All right, 11:30. You got it.
All right.
All right, what else, CeeLo?
All right, a couple serious things from Cashman or, you know, not funny that we won't poke fun at. He was with the media earlier today on Zoom, facing the music with his club off to this very soft, sleepy 5-10 out of the gate start.
It's certainly a disappointing start. We obviously know we're better than this, and you know, but we also know, being in this game a long time, that this is also part of seasons.
So remain calm. All is well. We
yeah,
have
but,
figured
but
this out.
The one thing you do need to, I think, say in regards to this press conference today, well, there's two things. One, he called it.
Yes.
Yes.
There wasn't like this, oh my God, we have to talk to Brian Cashman. They try to get ahead of the curve.
He tried to get ahead of things. Yes.
Not stupid, by the way.
No.
But there is something that I do need to talk to Cash about.
Mm, what's that?
So I don't know where he was, but he was in front of a green screen.
Yes. You notice that?
And he put in for the background Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, like an outside shot of the stadium, right? Like from the highway kind of thing, right?
Yep.
And it made his head look like you were looking at him in a fishbowl. I don't know if that makes sense to what I'm saying to you guys.
I watched it, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was close to the
screen. It was very un-Yankee-like.
Well, he looked exactly like Al Dukes. Like, when I was watching it, I thought Al Dukes was doing a Cashman imitation.
He looked like Ace Ventura when he's looking through the peephole in an apartment.
Yes.
Or in Cable Guy, actually.
Yeah. Ace Ventura when he's in the pool.
No, he did it in both. In Ace Ventura, it was when the guy
had the shirt. I can't do it, Cotton. I don't have the power.
So who do we blame for this? Because it ain't Cashman's fault.
You blame Cashman.
No, it's not. He's not the IT guy.
He set up that Zoom call
by himself. Yes. You're telling me like Jason Zillow wasn't there, the head of Yankees PR, some IT guy?
Put that out.
No, it's at his house, probably.
He's probably his crib. No, Zillow might have been on the call.
Yeah, he's too close to his laptop.
Yeah, he's too close to the camera. He looked all awkward, like egg-shaped.
Yeah, but someone's got to give him feedback.
Well, I just did.
Yeah, well, during it, not after it. Not when it's been over for 6 hours.
You can't do it during it, because now he's doing it.
You can send a message, hey, Brian, step
hey,
away
Brian,
from the camera.
You look like a big egghead. move your head back. MLB is claiming that MLB.TV... You have that?
I saw this. I find it hard to believe, but okay.
Registered record streaming numbers in the most watched period in its history.
Why do you find that hard to believe?
I mean, basically what we just
did
said.
Did you
earlier.
Hear the YES broadcast of the Yankee game?
Yeah, but ratings for baseball are up. The YES network is up. SNY is up.
Baseball for me right now, professional baseball, is harder to watch than it ever has been in
yeah,
my life.
Yeah, but wait a second. You're going to leave two things out if we're going to be fair. Two no-hitters. That matters. That gets a ton. Yes,
disagree.
It does.
No, there's a no-hitter every
there's
week.
There's a ton. Those two no-hitters brought in more eyeballs. You can dismiss it, but those are facts.
Here's the part that you guys are missing.
Well, you're missing the no-hitter part.
And the no-hitter means nothing.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. the no-hitter, that's one broadcast.
Two broadcasts.
Okay, one per no-hitter.
There have been 700 games played. There's
that contributes to a number. As did Dodgers Padres.
No, there have been billions of minutes of baseball watched already. How did two games affect
Here's what it is. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you what it is. Nobody, diehard fans watch whatever it's on, obviously. But the baseball public didn't show up last year. Didn't count to them. I'm not dismissing what the Dodgers did at all. I'm really not. But it didn't count to a lot of fans as a real baseball season. And they miss it. And we know, just from being here with the Yankees, we know that baseball being back for real, full season, spring training, all that stuff, baseball fans are in love. And they came back in droves because they missed it. There's no doubt about it.
I think that's a big part of it. More people consume.
It's not because the sport's any more entertaining.
No, it's not. It's the other way. CeeLo's right about it. The other thing is we are consuming sports a lot more via these services than we did last year, the year before, the year before. Yeah. And that's also a big factor.
Yes, I agree. Digital's growing.
We're consuming it that
way. If you're not putting your content out digitally, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead. That's just what it is.
And I think that the other thing, because I mentioned the two no-hitters, I also think Dodgers-Padres resonated. You could mock Cody Decker and me, but there were a lot of people who were just into it. There was a crowd that sounded loud. There were superstar players all over the place. And here's the other thing that sells. The teams don't like each other, and that matters.
Yeah.
People hear there's a benches clearing incident. They hear these games are close. They tune in. I think those things all contribute to those numbers.
Other than Cody not liking you, you guys have a lot in common.
Well, I don't like him either.
Like
he said the Johan no-hitter wasn't real, and he's got to get his head out of his rear end.
Like the other day, he's like, oh, my God, there's more baseball today. I'm so excited. I'm like, why?
Because baseball's awesome. That's why.
Who wants to watch the Reds and the Pirates play? Nobody.
What, Dodgers-Padres?
Dodgers-Padres.
Yeah.
That's because San Diego spent a boatload of dough.
Okay.
You've got Tatis.
Yeah,
you've got a no-hitter.
Explaining the reasons that I'm talking about, I'm just saying that is a hot rivalry people tuned into.
And A-Rod and J-Lo broke up. So people wanted to see A-Rod perform through that, I think.
That wasn't Padres-Dodgers.
Oh.
That was Cubs-Braves from last night.
Right, just, go ahead. Never mind.
Baseball is awesome. Is that just your opinion over the course of your life or about baseball right now?
Oh, no. I'm answering his point on why I love baseball.
Okay. He loves baseball.
The game the game is struggling right now because of the lack of contact, lack of strikeout, strikeouts, too many walks. Totally agree with you. And I've mentioned how you can fix that, and that's a problem long term. But to why over the first 3 weeks the numbers are high, there's a myriad of reasons. Craig laid out a great point, by the way. I agree with you.
Yes, I do.
But I also think the points I brought up, Dodgers, Padres, a couple of no-hitters, more people consuming it digitally, that all factors into why the numbers are so big.
Plus, the broadcasts suck. A lot of them.
You're just picking one. admitted you don't watch Dodgers, Padres, so how the hell would you even know?
I watch Mets, Rockies. That broadcast is great.
So you've watched two broadcasts and now formulate an opinion on all MLB broadcasts?
I heard a couple minutes of Matt Vasgersian. He's great. Right. I like him a lot.
How do you say?
Poor Zingle Smith.
Yeah. I like Matt.
You talking about last night's Braves Cubs game?
I heard
it was 6-0 after a top
of
the first.
Well, it was
on in the
background. I heard it. I didn't hear it. And that's about it.
Exactly. You don't see the other stuff going on.
That's about it.
You want to know a good game for ratings? How about Patriots Day today in Boston? First inning, Lucas Giolito threw 46 pitches and gave up 7 hits and 6 runs.
I bet you they didn't go 3 minutes without speaking on the broadcast, though.
They ended up using 2 position players by the 8th
inning. I bet you they had something to say, unlike the Yes broadcast on Saturday, which we'll play for you again before we leave here today, just to make the point. Unlistenable, unwatchable. They got to do something over there. Because you have to remember, nobody's watching Yes because of who's announcing the game. We got to change that.
We have to change that?
Yeah, you got
to
bring in some dynamic personalities.
You think people are going to tune in to watch the broadcaster?
That's why they watch us.
What?
Because you're special.
So you're saying if we broadcasted the Yankees,
people
would
watch? If we broadcasted the Yankee games, please. Be the most watched show on TV.
It'd be more out of curiosity.
That's why we're going SNY. Why do you think SNY wants us from 4 to 6?
Why, Craig?
Because we're special. Big audience. Go right into Mets pregame, where the audience will dip down a little bit. And then it'll come right back up for the start of the game.
By the way, the first place New York Mets. I want you to say that from now on.
Yes.
Thank you.
First place New York Mets. Yep. Loving it. When's the last time you saw a guy get thrown out at second base on a steal attempt to end a game?
Doesn't happen often. Happened to end a World Series. Babe Ruth, 1926. Look it up.
Hey, real quick. Ethan's in Islip. Ethan, what's on your mind?
What's up, boys? I just want to tell you the scam that went on with MLB The Show.
I'm well aware of
what
it.
What happened?
I'm well aware of it. $70 to get 3 days early. I know. Go ahead.
But I paid for it. So I'm a sucker.
So they don't tell you that you have to buy the $100 Reggie Jackson version.
It's not the Reggie Jackson Robinson. It's a guy named Jackie Robinson.
I'm sorry,
perhaps you've heard
Jackie
of him.
Robinson version.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If that's
the worst take I've ever heard on the radio, ever. By the way, you could have bought the $80 version. You didn't buy the $100 version.
I would have bought the version to play it that day. I had my hopes up. I would have played it, but I wasn't going to now buy the $80 version to play it after I already bought the $60.
Oh, okay. So you pre-ordered the $60 one, which comes out on the 20th.
Right.
So here's what they did. If you're not into gaming, I'll tell you what he's pissed about. He's got every right to be pissed. He pre-ordered MLB The Show for $60. Comes out midnight on the 20th, 19th into the 20th, right? Which is tonight, I think, okay?
Yes.
Tomorrow in theory, but tonight at midnight. On Friday, they came out and they said, if you're willing to buy an $80 version or the $100 version, which has a couple extra little features in it.
Which I don't understand the features, by the way.
You don't need them. You don't need them. All right. For our purposes, you don't need them.
Okay.
You could buy it on Saturday.
Right.
So for an extra $20.
You get a 2-day head start.
You get the game 4 days early.
Yeah, okay.
So what did we all do?
We bought it.
$20.
Well, the problem I'd have is, look, I never pre-ordered anything, and why would you pre-order something that you can actually download? Like, what's the perk to pre-ordering when you can just order it whenever the hell you want? What am I missing with that?
Well, nothing. It was just the excitement of, I want to make sure I get it the day it comes
Saturday,
out.
So Saturday, and I'll admit this, Craig reaches out to me and says, hey, by the way, if you buy it now, it's a few more dollars. You can play it tonight.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to get to it. I'm doing something else. I think I was washing the hot tub with my son. So I go and do it. What? What's
the
problem?
You were washing the hot tub and complained that your son was dirtying your cleaning.
Well, I made a comment to you that I'm washing it multiple times.
Yes.
I wash it with Jet.
Yes.
And then I can wash it again.
Yes.
But he did contribute. He did a great job.
Awesome.
And guess what? Used the hot tub this morning. Felt great. Good back massage. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Dropped my kid off at school, went in the hot tub with my wife, had a good time.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were there parents around?
They were somewhere
else. You said you got a back massage in the hot tub because of the Jets?
Well, just because of the Jets, yeah.
Now, when you came here today, did you do your customary back massage?
He always does, yeah.
So double back massage for you today.
Correct. So you had Jet rubbing your back while you and your wife were getting it on in the hot tub?
Oh, stop it.
Is that why he's named Jet?
So you and your wife will do that with her parents in the house.
Well, we went to a hot tub. What do you think we did? We went in a hot tub.
Yeah, but your parents are there.
We just went in a hot tub.
Please. Mm. Was that bored yesterday?
You said you had a good time.
That's why he was yawning when he first came in today. Yeah, his legs were tired.
That's why he needed the second back massage.
Yeah. Do you have any interest at all in this soccer thing?
I'm confused by it. I heard they're starting a Super League. I don't understand it. Do you?
Yes. So you take it's 8 or 12, the best, most popular teams.
Okay.
And it'd be like the Patriots, the Giants, the Cowboys, on and on and on, leaving the NFL.
Oh, wow.
And starting their own league.
That's what it's the equivalent?
Yes. That's the equivalent, yes. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, whomever, leaving Major League Baseball.
Boy, I'll tell you,
starting their own league.
This is a great idea for the NBA. We only say there's a few teams that can win a title. Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
So that's what they're doing out there. Wow. People are going crazy about it. But I have no interest because it's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I know it's like the biggest sports story of the century.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, soccer is number one in the world. I get it.
Yeah.
So stories like that are monstrous, even if we can't understand it fully.
The century. Guess we're living in a
bubble here. Well, we've only been around. The century's only 21 years.
What's the biggest sports story of the century, Sam?
Okay, I understand.
No, what's the biggest sports story of the century?
I just thought you meant over the course of the last 100 years, not this century.
I think the biggest sports story of the century here?
Yeah. I have the answer. I think it's easy. I think it's very easy.
It could be the pandemic shutting it all down.
Well, that's a cheap answer. I'm talking individual sports.
That's a cheap answer because it's not your answer.
No, it's not my. I have an opinion on the answer. I don't know if the pandemic.
Let's think about
affecting
it during the break. We have a quick break we got to take because CeeLo's, Big Mac's getting mad.
I've got the four things. Easy. For the Mount Rushmore, we're doing Mount Rushmore.
Oh, now there's four. Okay.
Well, Mount Rushmore.
The biggest story in each individual sport?
No, period. Sports, period.
The pandemic's number one. It's not even close.
All right, fine. Then I got three others. Is that fine?
Sure, but it's the number one's pandemic.
What is the pandemic story? The fact that it shut down for a few months? The fact that it restarted with no fans?
It's the only time in the history of sports that's happened.
I get that.
World wars didn't stop sports.
I know, but it's like a few month period. It's actually still going on, technically.
It's number one.
It's just...
Just eat it. Eat it.
I get what you're saying, but how do you define it?
Eat it.
It's a day?
Just eat it.
It's a month? It's a year.
Please eat it.
Is it still going on?
You could have three more.
Okay.
But I'll eat that one.
I'll eat it, but just answer me this. Is that story still occurring right now?
To an extent, yes.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Yes.
So it's a story that's lasted over a year, in fairness.
Eat it.
No, I'm eating it. I'm swallowing it. It's in my belly right now. Get in my belly. All I'm asking is this story still going on?
Well, you've eaten it, so that's number one. You have three others? Great.
I do have three others.
Okay, good enough.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.